to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we're featuring all solo Motown artists. This half hour, we'll hear from Marvin Gaye, Kim Weston, Eddie Kendricks, Stevie Wonder, Edward Starr, Mary Wells, Jimmy Ruffin, and his brother David Ruffin. All coming up during the next half hour as we feature solo Motown artists.
Thank you. Jogs Our Memories with Tom Fallon.
Eddie Kendricks with his first top 40 song as a solo artist after leaving the Temptations, Keep on Trucking, a number one smash single, both the United States Billboard pop charts and the rhythm and blues charts from 1973. And before that, Kim Weston and Helpless, reaching number 56 in the United States Billboard pop charts from 1966. And we started this hour with Marvin Gaye and Can I Get a Witness, number 22 from 1963. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring all solo Motown artists. Well, coming up, a great song that was never released as a 45 in the United States from Stevie Wonder, Isn't She Lovely? Well, Isn't She Lovely was taken from Stevie Wonder's 1976 album entitled Songs in the Key of Life, and in it, it celebrates the birth of his daughter, Alicia. Interestingly enough, the song was very popular in the United States and it received much radio airplay, but it didn't chart because Stevie Wonder would not allow it to be released as a 45, despite being asked to do so by Motown. The song did make the Billboard Adult Contemporary charts as an album cut, entering the top 40 on January 8, 1977, staying there for 5 weeks and peaking at number 23. But the album version of the song, which you'll hear, clocked in at 6 minutes and 34 seconds, but the radio stations had a radio edit version of the song that ran 3 minutes and 20 seconds, and it cut out the baby crying sounds. Well, here is Stevie Wonder, Isn't She Lovely, right here on Motown Memories.
Isn't she lovely? Isn't she lovely? out of the world I live. We'll be right back.
Edwin Starr in 25 Miles. That was his first 45 on the Motown record label after previously recording the Rictic record label that Motown bought. And that song reached number 6 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1969. He would have greater fame with his next big hit, War. And we started with Stevie Wonder and Isn't She Lovely, a number 23 song from the Adult Contemporary Charts of 1977. This is Motown Memories with Tom Allen. And for this hour, we continue to feature solo Motown artists. Well, coming up, Mary Wells and You Beat Me to the Punch right here on Motown Memories.
That day, I first saw you.
Still
not that I don't love you. You know how much I do. And it's not that I found someone to take the place of you. It's just a fear that builds within me every time you touch my hand. Shakes my body that even I don't understand. So I'm leaving. I don't understand it, but I know it's gonna take everything I've got to keep walking out the door. But those arms you got around me will let me go someday. And I'd rather leave you holding on than pushing me away. So leave it.
David Ruffin with Walk Away From Love. That was his second charted 45 on his own, and that reached number 9 from 1975. Before that, his older brother Jimmy Ruffin, and I Passed This Way Before, reaching number 17 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1966. And we start with Mary Wells and You Beat Me to the Punch, number 9 from 1962. For this half hour, we featured all solo Motown artists. Coming up after the break, more solo Motown artists, so keep it right here on Motown Moves.